this either is, has been, or will be a Krypton Radio production as soon as we can get the TARDIS working properly to figure out which one it is!
Well, it's too darn late to send Christmas cards. I know. I'll send them through the TARDIS console. That way they'll go back in time and they'll be there long before Christmas. Wait a minute. What is all this yarn here? Look at all this stuff. Neon and pieces of knitting and crazy stitches. Where's the console? I can't even see. Mad woman! Where are you? Are you responsible for this?
Yes, I am knitting again. Oh. No, you can't stop me. Bye!
Oh, I don't believe her. No, I do. Gads, was she hiding under all this? Look at all this stuff under here. What's that?
The Mark of the Corsair. Fantastic bloke. He had that snake as a tattoo in every regeneration. Didn't feel like himself unless he had the tattoo or herself a couple of times. Ooh, she was a bad girl.
And so are we.
Coming buried in yarn.
And it's all my fault. Yes, I am knitting again. And no, you can't stop me. Who am I? I'm the mad woman with a box. Who is she? She is the time siren. Who are we? We are the denizens of the Corsair's Closet!
Yay! We are the Estrogen Brigade.
Yes.
Yes, the male half, a.k.a. NASA Nerd, is not here today. He is overloading on Xmas stuffs, and we still have not found the room that is the UK. It's still buried in here under the yarn! I'm sure.
I'm not sorry.
No, I know. You don't. You regret nothing. You regret nothing!
I regret nothing! Insert Tumblr gif here from friend of Matthew Perry saluting and
there you
riding
go.
Around on something.
Yes, there you go. So what the heck's going on this week, Mattis Womanus?
Not much. Had an incident earlier this week that was like super, super stressful. Long story short, the stress got so bad that I developed a massive muscle spasm in my back, which has rendered me, like, unable to move for days. I am doing better, though. My range of motion has improved greatly. I can now turn my head from side to side, and I can sort of tilt it to the right a little bit. Like, not that's about
as far as I can go. Wow, that's not very far.
And I can tip it back, and I can tip it almost all the way forward. And I can move my right arm again, which is good. I couldn't move it a couple of days
ago. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I'm getting better in that department. I've just got to be able to relax enough that the spasm can ease and possibly take some more of the good drugs when I get home.
We don't want to talk about those here.
Yeah, no. That's for the after
hours. Yeah. So, have you heard the big news among convention fronts here? Oh my God, I heard it from a third party because I've been working way too much senior care doing 12-hour days and for people that are twice my age, literally.
Yes, and I was trying to get my Tumblr back up and running with a big queue, and I happened to see an announcement about it, and when I saw it, I was like, no, whoa, no, whoa, no, whoa.
Yes, wee!
Yes, and the announcement,
of course, as we're talking about, is Billy Piper coming to Gallifrey 2014.
Yes.
Boy, I fell over dead when I saw that.
I was shocked and amazed. I cannot wait.
Amazed
it will
and
be
shocked.
So fun to meet her.
Yeah, it's going to be epically insane, and they're going to have a SWAT team around that freaking convention center because, well, it's not as bad as with David Tennant fans, but I'm sure the Billy Piper fans are a barrel of fun in their own right.
Oh, yeah. And she's got more than just the following from Doctor Who, too. I mean, she had a pretty successful run on her own in, I believe it was Diary of a Call Girl.
Oh, That was so funny when Girl in the Fireplace found out about that, and she was saying, oh, I never should have seen Rose do that! Rose, get off your knees! No, no, that's terrible! And I was like, oh, okay, that sounds interesting.
Definitely. Well, and if a lot of people, I would assume, like to stick this stuff in fan vids and what have you.
Oh.
But there was an episode of that show that Matt Smith was on.
Yeah.
And so Matt Smith and the 11th Doctor and Rose Tyler have hooked up. And so, yeah, I imagine there's a lot of, you know, Tumblr gifs of that and fan vids and what have you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yes.
So, yeah, that's fun and interesting.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Billy's coming to Gallifrey, and now that I finally have my Christmas bonus, I'm hoping with this upcoming paycheck I will finally be able to purchase my staff membership and get that off and rolling.
Yay!
Yeah, sad Fantastic. News is that I have been able to do nothing with my dad's health issues this year in terms of costumes, so I have no idea if I'm going to be able to show up in costume again.
We'll be lucky if we can afford the room I'm splitting with my sister. It's just... It's been nuts, you know, when you're not in a long-term, stable senior care position, you end up, you know, taking a whole bunch of little bitty jobs, which I have been, and in California, at the beginning of the year, they're going to tweak the rules, so there are no longer 12-hour shifts, but we will get paid overtime, though I get the awful feeling that's probably going to make people a lot more gun-shy about hiring people for massive amounts of time.
Yeah, but, it might be.
Luckily, all my agencies are, they're either in very well-to-do areas and neighborhoods, or their clients are. So, one of my clients that I started with, I did 6 days, 4 hours a day with them, and I wasn't surprised when I got there, because it was an Alzheimer patient, and he was just, boy, they get violent. And this one, this one was bad. And he went to 12, they went to 12 hour, actually it was 24/7, but 12 hour shifts. I don't think the facility wants him anymore, but, I can't imagine, because he walked my legs off for almost 4 solid hours, and I can't do that for 12. I don't think anybody could do that for 12, except a freaking marathon power walker. So it just, no, that wasn't going to work. So, we'll see how it goes, because I have a possibility of another job, but it is going to be insane if it comes through.
Ooh.
I'll start the day after Christmas. It's 24/7 until January 1st.
Wow.
Yeah. So if I get that, I will drop off the face of the freaking universe, and we will have an entire week or two where we just won't have a podcast. But anyway, I diverge.
Yeah,
I diverge.
That's our state of the closet address, and now we move on to funner stuff. But the Billy Piper thing is definitely fun.
Oh,
and
major!
I'm looking forward to it. I'll have to finagle transportation and stuff again for Galley, but I'll figure it out, because I gotta go, because I need to see my people. I need to see Billy, and I need to see all the other awesome people that are gonna show up. Because
yes,
we have confirmed another doctor, Colin Baker, who I really want to meet just because he seems like a really cool dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
well, especially after that video, after Davison's video. I don't even know if we mentioned that in the last one. I guess we did.
I don't know. I started watching it a few days ago, and I haven't had a chance to finish it yet, but so far it's really adorable.
It's the best thing Peter's ever done. It was just adorable.
That man has a fantastic sense of humor.
He does, and there were people saying they actually enjoyed it more than the 50th anniversary. Yeah, no, we did talk about that the last podcast, so I won't rehash it, but... needless to say, I'm sitting your tushy down after this podcast, and you're going to watch the entire thing. It's just, it's longer than what he usually does, but it's anything under an hour is, you know,
it's watchable. It's a 50th anniversary, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It was wonderful. So, you got a lot to yak about this week, so go
I
for it.
Do. Well, speaking of the Davison thing, the man that was in it was Sylvester McCoy, who was also at Gallifrey last year, so that's a really awesome segue into the review of the movie that I happened to catch yesterday, which was The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug.
Ooh.
Now, I will try to keep this as spoiler-free as possible, but I will warn you in advance, I might say a couple of things without meaning to, because, hi, have you met me? I have a big mouth, and I have no control over it. So,
which makes you the perfect host.
There you go. So I will give you a preemptive, possible spoiler warning. If you are afraid that I might say something that will ruin your movie experience, please do not listen now.
Yeah, go away for about 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, and I will emphasize this especially because there's something else I'll talk about later that it just came to me, so we don't even have it on our docket. An incident where a lot of Sherlockians got spoiled recently because somebody was thoughtless.
Ooh.
So, preemptive possible spoiler warning. If you don't want to know anything about Desolation of Smaug, stop listening.
Go away.
Now. Okay, good.
Go for it.
So, it was completely amazing, but I actually went in forgetting. I had forgotten it was going to be a trilogy.
Okay.
So, movie ended, cut off to black and credits, and I'm like, what? What?
You pulled a gumball. You went, what the what?
I did. I pulled a gumball and a Buffy and a I'm sure there's a Regular Show reference in there somewhere. But yeah, I was like, oh my god. It was really good, first of all. Second of all, Lee Pace as an elf is really, really hot. Thirdly, Evangeline Lilly played Tauriel, a woodland elf. And she, I'm a huge Lost fan, so she was in Lost. And I honestly think this was like the role she was born to play. She was amazing as an elf. She
awesome.
When she spoke the language, it was beautiful. Again, I won't spoil anything, but there's a little chemistry with somebody else in the movie, which was freakishly adorable. And once again, I repeat, dwarves should not be that hot. Richard Armitage as Thorin Oakenshield. I don't know what you're doing, Richard Armitage as Thorin Oakenshield, but you're seriously, like...
Well, why can't they be hot?
Have you seen Gimli? What is this? Dwarves are not supposed to be like that hot.
No, it's you not supposed to be having bad thoughts about dwarves, dudess.
I am not supposed to have bad thoughts about dwarves, and yet, Richard Armitage as Thorin Oakenshield, there's a problem. I'm having a problem. But yeah, it was great to see Orlando Bloom again. That man is not aging. I'm pretty sure he's made a deal with the devil.
It was kind of like Paul McCartney was for a while.
Seriously, I mean, he looked so good. It was great to see Legolas again. Yeah. And yeah, it gave me feelings and emotions. But yeah, the movie was great. I won't spoil anything for anybody, except to say I'm really going to be interested to see how the final installment plays out.
Because mm-hmm.
based on where they ended it, I'm not sure how much is left to tell of the story.
Hmm.
I mean...
Did you read the book?
When I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
I haven't read it since. But it's like, I don't want to spoil as for where it ends, but they did the smash cut to the credits, and there's not a lot left. And the other thing I will say is that Benedict Cumberbatch doing the voice of Smaug was really, really great. And he's been doing a lot of stuff in the interviews where he's talking about, yeah, I did the motion capture too, and I can kind of see it.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, it was great. It was Martin Freeman and Benedict Cumberbatch. I had a really good time, and not just because I'm a Lord of the Rings nerd. It was really, really, really fun.
But you are, and it was.
Yes, yes. And yes, I'm such a nerd, I even have my dwarven key pendant here. I've got Thorin's key on a string, and it's...
Oh, speaking of Benedict Cumberbatch, I have to interrupt your little train of thoughts here. I saw this on Facebook and went, whoa, that's really cool. And I've got to look at it. And then I asked you, had you seen it? And you said, holy crap, yes, I have. We must stop and see this instantly. The Hulock YouTube video
That's
going around. Holy crap!
Somebody made a fan video, which was a Hulock smash-up, and it was amazing. Seriously?
Yes, yes. Sherlock in the TARDIS. In the freaking TARDIS.
The Doctor asking Sherlock to go with him.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God.
It was incredible.
And it was so well done.
When I saw it, I was just like, what is air? It really, check it out. You know, do a search for Hulock and
be amazed.
Yeah, it's... amazing. There were caps of it on Tumblr. I clicked a link. I saw the video. Whoever did this is a gifted video effects genius. It's like,
one day I will do that.
Yes. I want to go to there. I want to be
I'm getting
when I grow
there.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually taking, because Krista's out right now, I have so many stories I want to fling at her in this insane epic madness that I've been writing for the past year or two. That we do a lot of driving around, and I put something, I just recorded it as an audio, and now I'm automatically taking the next step, and I'm looking for music for a background, I'm looking for effects, I'm Googling, how do you change a female voice to a male voice, and I actually played a segment for you earlier.
Yeah, you did, you're full on doing an audiobook production.
Yeah,
it's like,
just for fun, but... I already had some, you know, I've got not a huge music library, but I've got some pieces in there. I've got the music for the main antagonist already, kind of very sad, lonely, kind of crazy music, because he's sad, lonely, and crazy. And with Luna, it's going to be weird because she has a few relatives and certain aspects of her, they're going to have to branch off of the same type of music. I don't know how in the world I'm going to accomplish that, but there's a lot of free music stock out there, so yeah. I'm kind of partying with that. Yes,
yeah, that's definitely. Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Just wait. Soon you'll be doing something for Krypton Radio. You'll be doing audio adventures and stuff. And
that would be cool. And that things. Would be way mondo cool. Lots of fun.
That would be epic. So yes. Yeah, go and check that out.
And check that YouTube video. I am still going to put a link on the show notes.
Yes, it's freaking amazing. Yes. And actually, since we're still on the Sherlock thing, I'll just make a brief mention of this and warn anybody who may not already know about it. This is actually, believe it or not through the fault of any particular fan. Apparently, there is, if anybody, like, surfs Tumblr or Facebook or anything like that, there is a Finnish trailer out for the premiere of Season 3 of Sherlock and the Empty Hearse.
Okay.
And apparently this Finnish trailer hugely spoils the episode.
Oh, boy.
There's, like, it's rife with really, really big spoilers. I have avoided it. I saw the notice about it, and I have not seen it. So, warning out there, people who posted it, you know, they've done it in, you know, kind of good faith, but if you see anything about a Finnish trailer for Season 3 of Sherlock, if you don't want to be spoiled, do not watch it.
Avoid like the plague.
Yeah, so, yeah, whoever did the Finnish trailer...
Well, shame on them.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, people who have reposted it, when they realized how spoiler it was, they took it down. Some people, you know, just in good faith, they see the trailer, wow, cool, they share. But, yeah, the trailer should never
Made. Watch before you share, or it might be something that's going to land you in jail, for Pete's sake.
Well, I don't know why they would make a trailer like that in Finland. So, yeah, don't watch the finished trailer for Sherlock Season 3 if you don't want to be spoiled. If you don't care about being spoiled, then go ahead and click. But, yeah, anybody who's preserving themselves like I am, don't watch it.
Yeah. That kind of thing can happen. You got to watch out for it, folks.
Yeah. So we've got that. What else can we talk about? You need to tell everybody about how awesome you are, because...
What?
Yes, you're awesome. People...
What?
If you are not already buying Time Sirens wares, go and do so, and follow the thousands and thousands of happy peppy people who are getting themselves a great big chunk of Time Siren awesome
jewelry. Thousands? Oh, you are such a flatterer.
I speak only the truth.
There was a week where I got a flurry of sales, and it wasn't a lot, but it was enough that every time I turned around next day, I was like, oh, okay, I've got another one or two or whatever to put out. So, I even got one yesterday, and I'm sure it's for a personal order because there's no way it's going to get there for Christmas, but just a little pair of earrings. But it's neat and nifty, and I want to do more, and I want to do more, but this time of year, it's so hard to photograph. Right now, there's a window of maybe an hour of light that is good enough to maybe do photos if I really just jack up the brightness insanely on Photoshop. So it's tough. I can make stuff, but it's... And of course, this time of year, who has time to make stuff? But I was happy. I was happy. You know, stuff sold that I was sitting there... thinking, am I the only one in the world that really likes this design? And suddenly I'm not. So it was really cool.
Yeah, so, little whirlwind there where people were buying your things. And they're awesome things. If you all have not checked out Time Siren stuff, you need to. Because she is an awesome jewelry making, like, Yoda. And I want to be her when I grow up. Seriously, I'm apprenticing under her.
It's fun. Yeah. I really enjoy doing it.
Pimp links. People need to know.
Yes. okay. At Etsy.com, do a search for the ears have it. Kind of like the eyes have it, but ears, as in those things on the side of your head that we're supposed to use more than the thing in front of our face. And Facebook, also the ears have it. Twitter as well. And I tweet links on new items. Though the best thing really is to follow me on Etsy. And heart my stuff. Click on the heart for the shop. And you'll get notices of new stuff. And that's what happened. I had this gal, I affectionately call her my latest ear cuff whore. Because she wants me to do tons of custom stuff. And I've been working out lots of designs with her. And suddenly she didn't realize that I did cartilage pierced designs. Double and triple post. And once she found out, I got a whole slew of new orders and things from her. So I've been kind of pushing that because it's weird. It's a lot more delicate than the stuff I usually do. And it isn't as much, it's not as expensive, which is good for people. But it's kind of a new area, and I'm not afraid to jump in there and do it. And I've got, you know, half a dozen designs up. I want to do more. So check it out. It's cool.
Yes. Yeah, wear your cuffs now. It's fun. Your cuffs are cool.
It's fun and happy. And I know people, and I've had this happen in years before. I think it happened in the last 2 years. When people don't get what they want for Christmas, they come to the shop and they buy.
Yeah.
Because then it's their me time.
Exactly.
So the sales will not stop. They, you know. You know, it's fun.
There you go.
Yeah.
So yeah, check her out, people. And speaking of creating stuff, I guess we might as well discuss all the yarn we got sitting around here, which is my fault.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I've mentioned it on the podcast yet. I probably did last week or the week before, but I have been to the theater to see the new Hunger Games movie, Catching Fire.
Cool.
In it, Jennifer Lawrence as Katniss Everdeen, she wears this really awesome looking cowl wrap. And it's basically, it's like a cowl, you know, put around your neck and be all toasty warm.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got a part that goes kind of cross-body, kind of like a shawl or a scarf, only it, like, it wraps around.
Mm.
And it is so neat-looking that I need one. And apparently people have been, like, trying to replicate this thing all over the internet and stuff like that. Lion Brand Yarn actually has a couple of free patterns available for a takeoff on the cowl wrap. It's not quite what it looks like. I mean, it's definitely kind of an homage. It's not really the real thing. And I want something a little closer to the look and texture of it.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. So I've never made a cowl before, so I'm kind of experimenting now with trying to make cowls. I mean,
that's a good thing, actually, for now, because it has been, we have gone through a cold snap that's been kicking our patooties here.
Yeah.
In warm, sunny, usually California. Yeah, we could use stuff like that.
Yeah, like, I've been knitting while we've been podcasting. I've got this, I don't know how to pronounce the word, boucle or boulse yarn. It's like a straight thing of yarn, only it's kind of fuzzy. And I'm using just a basic...
That is the biggest ball of yarn I've ever seen. That is the size of a soccer ball.
Yeah, this is a big one. So this is going to be like a single skein cowl. And it's kind of a rainbow color with lots of black in there.
Yeah,
so.
It's cool.
Yeah, I'm digging it. So I've already ripped this thing apart 3 times trying to get it to look the way I want. I'm this close to just garter stitching the whole mother lover.
I don't know why, but all this reminds me. My usual source for cloaks is no longer in business. Actually, that was Cal. He has that awful brain... tumory thing going on.
Yeah.
And he had to, they had to sell his business because it's really, really sad what's going on with him. And I'm wearing my blue cloak so much that the hood part is wearing out on the top.
Oh, man.
And that's mostly because I sew a comb in there because we are a windy state. And sometimes the winds, you know, they blow that hood off.
Yeah.
And I wear it mostly to stay out of the sun. I actually do kind of feel more protected under it. And you can't do that when you're not hiding under your hood. So if anybody knows of a cloak dealer, I'll probably never get this at the great price I did before. I think it was like $65 or something. That was years ago. I have other colors. I may have to resort to wearing them. I'm not as comfortable in them as the blue one. So if anybody knows of a good... dealer in capes and cloaks, please email me at the Facebook Corsair's Closet fan page. And if you're not on there and you don't know where it is, I get out from underneath your rock and do a Facebook search for Corsair's Closet. Or email me at Christine, Kristine, at kcdragonfly.com. It's a letter K, letter C, word dragonfly, all one word, .com. And thank you very much, and I will give you a shout-out on the podcast.
Yeah, and that actually sounds like a good place for our usual plugs, which you've already plugged the Facebook page.
Yes.
And you should also further plug your Twitter.
Yes, time_siren is my handle.
And...
Now, Liz, go plug yourself.
Now I will gladly plug myself. I will plug myself at Tumblr. Actually, on Tumblr and on Twitter, you can find me at the same name, MadWomanWABox. And you can also contact me through the Facebook page, or you can look me up on Facebook, Or you can look for my weekly articles, at least when it's running, on the Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. recap. You can find every Wednesday on KryptonRadio.com. Just look for the Corsairs Chronicles. And right now, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is on winter hiatus, but they're coming back in January. And I will be there because they have done the one thing that you don't do. They've messed with Coulson.
Oh no, what'd they do to him?
You don't want to know.
And spoiler, if you haven't watched it, go away. We want to talk about this.
Yeah, seriously. They actually brought back the guy from the... In the last episode, they brought back the guy from the pilot. The super strong guy.
Oh, okay.
And he's now working with S.H.I.E.L.D. He's training with them.
Yeah.
And what happened is the bad guys, the Centipede, the people who made him...
Yeah.
They found
They're out... They're called Centipede?
Yes.
That's weird.
They found out he's still up and about, and it looked like they wanted to get him because he held the key to making their super soldier formula stable.
Ah.
But it wasn't him they wanted.
What, super soldier now? Is this anything like Captain America is?
Sort of. It basically, it combines the super soldier idea of Captain America with the Extremis virus we saw in Iron Man 3.
Ugh, and that sounds like a recipe for a train wreck.
And the kind of Chitauri technology we saw in Avengers.
Jeez.
And, yeah, but they didn't want this guy, I think Michael was his name.
Yeah.
Centipede wanted Coulson.
Oh, lovely.
So they snatched him, and it turns out they want to find out from him about what happened the day after he died. So we're
gonna I bet he'd like to know, too.
We're going
to
be hearing about that after the winter hiatus, and I, for one, am stoked. I can't wait to see Coulson get out of this. I can't wait to see Coulson come home. I can't wait to find out what the freak happened to him. Yeah, what the vorp happened to Coulson. Yeah. So, yeah, you can expect to hear from me on Krypton Radio. If I'm not doing the recaps, I'm probably going to be speculating about the show.
Yeah.
Or geeking out about some other thing or another.
Yes.
So that'll be coming up. And, yeah, that's the end of the plug section. Yay!
Hey!
So, let's see. What else we got?
Now we have to go to the product review corner with the Mad Woman.
Again? I'm talking a lot today.
That's okay. You know, we haven't been around for a couple of weeks. Get it out of your system, hon.
Yeah. Are you sick of the sound of my voice yet?
Don't ask that. Don't ask that. No.
Good idea. Okay. Product review. I did warn everybody at the end of the last episode that when we came back, I would have a review for a couple of things I just bought on ThinkGeek.com. One of them being, wait for it, be shocked and amazed, I bought the Iron Man arc reactor ring.
Oh, it could never happen.
Yeah, now the one thing I didn't do is I didn't bring it with me today, but I will bring it next week, and I will show it to you in person.
Okay.
The ring is pretty amazing. I got it half price, really good deal, and it is what it says. It's a light-up ring, so it's kind of clunky, not suitable for everyday wear, but you tap it on the top, and you get a really bright light that shines for about 60 seconds.
Hmm.
And literally, I was like wearing this thing outside my garage where the light's broken, and I tapped the ring and I could see. It was great, you know,
awesome. Shine
it in the freezer when I need a light in there. But no, it was really nifty. The paint job on it's great, fits like a dream, and it made my little fanish heart extremely gleeful.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm really happy. That
you deserve an arc reactor, dear.
Yes, yes, I finally have an arc reactor and nothing hurts. yeah, the other thing, I haven't had a chance to try it yet, because of reasons, is the other thing I bought was a Mars pendant. It's basically a big glass marble that's painted with the geographical features of Mars, so it's like a little globe of Mars.
Nice.
It's on a stainless steel infinity chain, which I can't fit over my big fat head.
Oh, so no. I'll have to get you another chain then.
I'm going to have to like find a way to remove this from the thing and then get a bigger chain, because yeah, it's very pretty. But I can't fit it over my big fat head.
You do not have a fat head. Stop it.
It's big. It's fat. It's a head. But yeah, Think Geek is still delivering awesome stuff. So thank you, Think Geek. And there's even more stuff that I want to buy. They have too much good stuff, man.
That's why I never look at the site, ever.
You know what's next on my list, I have to do now?
What?
They have like a screen-accurate replica of the dog tags worn by Captain Malcolm Reynolds on Firefly and in Serenity.
Okay.
And I think they're like $24.99. And I need them because I have spoken to my captain.
Well, that's true.
Yes. Yeah, that's going to join I interviewed Lou Ferrigno, who I did interview, by the way, as my new catchphrase.
There was another one more recently than, oh, I guess it must have been, yeah.
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 I was acknowledged by mentioned. My captain.
Yeah, that
I
was
spoke
it.
To him. I spoke
yes,
to him.
That was the new replacement.
Yes.
Yes. And I think we should probably ignore the last thing on the list, because the week after, you are going to be absolutely inconsolable, and we can wallow in that pain and pity, and Eleven is gone, oh my god, my life is over kind
yeah,
of business.
I'll need a big old pity party.
Yeah, let's do that for next time.
Yeah, well, just a reminder for those playing the home game.
Yeah.
When we come to you next week, Matt Smith will not be the doctor anymore. Oh god, it hurt to say that!
And Clara is going to be leaving, so.
Wait, what?
Well, didn't they say new companion, new doctor?
Did they?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that!
Yeah, it's the first time in, like, ever.
But.
Oh, dear.
I need Clara to stay to help me get through the grieving process of losing my doctor. I can't lose them both at the same time.
Yes, you can. At least it's not the Pawns!
I'm too young to regenerate!
You are not!
I am!
You are not!
I'm just a baby fan. I'm too young to go.
You are not a baby fan. You're a seasoned fanatic.
I don't want to go.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to go.
I know. Well, you don't want to go there, but let's go
apples
here.
Apples are rubbish. I hate apples.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we have one more thing we need to talk about. This is on a more serious note.
There is, and I'm wondering if maybe we should wait for Krista to join us to talk about this, because she's a huge comic nerd, like all of us.
Well, let's mention it, and then we'll get into more detail when we can get Krista in for her 2 cents.
Okay, and it's something that I never thought would happen, but if it's true, Cartoon Network is on my crap list.
Yeah.
Well, and I could use a stronger word, but this is a family show.
You unearth the story, you tell them what's going on, and then I'll throw in my 2 cents for somebody who is
and
on
it's,
our side.
It's a story that was on IO9 about an interview with Kevin Smith and Paul... I can't pronounce his last name, Deeney or Denny or whatever.
I think it's Deeney.
Deeney. And they talk about why Cartoon Network likes to cancel popular shows, basically because there's too many girls watching. And we'll get into that in the next episode. Just leave you with that thought and get your female estrogen up at a dander, like mine is, like so many people were when this was mentioned on Facebook.
Yeah, the only thing I will say is, mad props to Kevin Smith for his ever forward-thinking and visionary mind, and for being just such a cool guy.
He's a fearless kind of guy,
When it comes to this topic, he is on our side.
Yeah.
So we will discuss that more when we can get Krista in on it. So
yeah. Now, speaking of Krista, we're not going to be able to get her in here until we get rid of all this bloody yarn everywhere.
I'm still not sorry.
I'm bringing out the bulldozer.
No!
Yes.
You'll tear it.
I'm going to put it in your room. No, we'll just scoop it up.
No, but you have cashmere over here, and you've got wool over here, and these are the
acrylic
blends.
Okay, we'll take it out
here
according to category, because there's way too much. You can't even shove it up against the
walls. Category, color, size, fingering
weight. No. I'm not going that far, girlfriend. I have all of my yarn organized in little bins, well, big bins. It's two color. You can do the same.
Can we leave the yarn bombing on the TARDIS console?
The yarn bombing on the TARDIS console. No, we have to drive with that thing.
But time siren.
Corsair! Come talk some sense into this mad woman I'm saddled with.
I regret nothing.
The Corsetteers would like to praise and warn away from Gallifrey 1 and lay waste to the reputations of all those involved in Billy Piper coming to Gallifrey 1 and the mass insanity that will ensue, Think Geek product reviews, awesome Hulock YouTube videos, and Krypton Radio. This has been, was, or will be a Krypton Radio production. Please visit www.corsairs-closet.com for prior episodes, links to our social networks, show notes, and email addresses. We would really, 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 really love to hear from you.